This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 18th. God's word for you today is better than. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 6, and it says, "One handful of peaceful repose is better than two fistfuls of worried work, more spitting into the wind." Yesterday, we began to look at how to achieve the one handful living, and the first way is to throw out. However, people struggle to let go because of fear and sentiments. We all have things that we're sentimental about, and I too am guilty of this. It is confession time, so let me tell you mine. There is something I have struggled to give away. I still struggle the last time I looked at it. I was packing things to give up for everything for 50. Our community outreach sales program in God's Favorite House. But when I got to it, I did not want to give it away. Do not get me wrong. I am not saying that you should never have some things that you keep if you need to. But a lot of the time, they are just junk in the sense that they just pile up dust and fade. Meanwhile, other people could have benefited from it and your life would have been clearer and freer. And guess what? You would have provoked more blessings for yourself. It is a win-win for everybody. So, what is this thing that I'm so sentimental about? It is the outfit I wore for the dedication of my first child. It is so precious to me. I can still see the day I wore it and carried my child to church. I do not even know if God wants me to give it away. We all have those sentimental things that clog our lives. Matthew chapter 19, verse 22 says, "When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth." What God is saying to us is that we should not feel guilty for owning nice things. That is not the lesson from this passage of scripture. God is saying that we should not let things own us. That is the lesson. We do not feel guilty for owning nice things, but we just don't let the nice things own us. And guess what? You never know what idols you have until Jesus asks you to give them up. You just never know. You may think you do not have any idol, but wait for it. That moment when God says, "Give this thing up," if you struggle with it, it is a pointer that it is a source of disobedience and it has become an idol. To live what is known as the one handful living, the second thing you do is buy less. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, some people stretch Black Friday and Cyber Monday to 2 weeks because of the commerce of it. Some people have bought things that, if they are to be honest, in 3 to 6 months, they will look back and wonder if they really need the things they bought. Why do we need to buy so many things? Life does not consist of an abundance of possessions. Let us pray. Father, help me turn my eyes away from material things so that I can pursue only that which is true and walk in your paths. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 119, verse 37. Please read.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.